The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCrary. I'm the president of Dow Leadership Development, and I'm a certified leadership coach and certified personal brand strategist. Over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies and government agencies, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you not familiar with personal branding, or maybe this is your first time to the show, a personal brand is your unique promise of value. It's your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, and creative abilities. Personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. So each week on The Leader and the Muse, we will be discussing personal branding through the lens of my Brand You program. Now, that's Brand Y-O-U, which means brand your own uniqueness. And it's really designed to help leaders and entrepreneurs unearth and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, in the Brand You program, I have developed a four-step process that really helps you jumpstart your brand. So really quickly, those four steps are, first, excavate. So that's a journey of self-reflection. There's sometimes an external assessment tool we use to help you really unearth your unique qualities. The second part of that process is clarify, and that's where we sift through the data that we gather in the excavate phase, and we really boil all that data down to its essential elements. What makes you you? What's your secret sauce? The third step of the Brand You process is embody. So that involves the actual skills and practices that amplify your brand, your leadership presence, the way you communicate, your environment, those kinds of things. And the fourth step is leverage. We look at what are some low impact, high value actions that you can take that will launch your brand out into the world in ways that drive success. So each week we explore various aspects of this process with our guests. So today's guest, I am so thrilled to have and so proud to introduce Kate Ebner. She is the founder of the Nebo Company, which is a leadership consultancy based in Washington, D.C. Kate teaches leaders how to use vision as a powerful and practical tool for manifesting the important changes they want to see. Kate works with leaders at Fortune 500s, nonprofits, government agencies, and she works with leaders who are leading significant change, really helping them thrive in their careers and find greater fulfillment and satisfaction. Some of her clients have included Booz Allen Hamilton, Avon, Marriott, MTV, Raytheon, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and many, many others. The thing I love about Kate is that she specializes not only in how to create, live, and lead from vision, but also how to make it real through effective implementation. And she brings more than 20 years of experience in envisioning, leading, and implementing major change. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her background as a dean at Middlebury College, as a senior vice president at an international strategy consulting firm. And currently, she's the co-director of the Institute of Transformational Leadership at Georgetown University. And she's also a fellow host here on Voice America Business Channel with her show, Visionary Leader, Extraordinary Life. So, Kate, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rochelle. Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I am so glad to have you. And as you know, today's show is entitled Build Your Brand with Visionary Leadership. And we're going to be exploring the concept of vision and its relation to leadership. And we're going to talk a bit about a process for creating and manifesting your own vision. So before we jump into that, Kate, I always like to start by asking my guests, how did you become who you are, right? How did you become brand Kate Ebner?
Oh, that's a great question. One I could take all day answering, but I won't do that. I think, Rochelle, when I think about who I am today, you know, I think the words that come to my mind first that go beyond, you know, my private life of being a wife and a mother and a sister and a daughter and those kinds of things. I think about my more public self. I can look back and see that, you know, I think even as a young person, was a leader, and that probably of all the strands of identity that that still are with me today, being a leader, being comfortable stepping up and helping people organize towards something that they really want, that's always been, since I was little, actually a part of my nature. But, you know, my own path went from Middlebury College, where I was an undergraduate, and where I was very fortunate to have an incredible mentor. And what he saw in me, I think he saw things in me that I didn't at the time see in myself. But I will tell you that at one point in my years of not only being a student at Middlebury, but then going back and working there first in residential life and then as a dean, you know, he did say to me, he said, you know, Kate, the thing that you are going to be extraordinary at in this world is actually helping others to realize their full potential. And when he said it, I was disappointed, actually. I thought, wait a minute, what about me? What about my full potential? But what he said rang true, and I think I understood what he was saying, and I understood that it really is my nature to support and call upon the greatness in other people. And so I embraced that and was invited to lead a big change initiative at the college, which changed my life. In leading that change, I learned so much about visionary leadership. I was working at the time for a college president, John McArdle, who was a true visionary. I was working for a visionary board, and I was asked to take a quite unpopular concept and socialize it around the community and build into it the feedback of the community. And so I had my first change leadership experience. You know, so and from there, I was invited to join a strategy consultancy, an international consulting firm called Kaiser Associates here in Washington, D.C., and build that organization. And so, again, they had a vision. They needed a plan. I came as a senior executive and helped build the organization that would deliver that vision of their business, and had the opportunity during that time to go to Georgetown and learn coaching, which I knew was my true path. So how, you know, all of these, you know, I think one thing I say looking back is I don't know, Rochelle, if I knew at any given moment of my life what the next year or two was going to lead to until I found the profession I'm currently in, which I recognized is the place I'm really meant to work. And if you'd like, I can tell you just a quick story about that.
Yeah, sure. We'd love to hear a quick story about that.
Good. Well, I sometimes tell this story to audiences because it's shocking even to me when I look back on it, but I was, you know, I had moved from beautiful Vermont to, you know, trafficy and busy Washington, D.C., and I was in this kind of exciting but new job at the strategy consulting firm, and I really wasn't sure that I was in the right place and that I was doing the right work. I really missed the one-on-one difference that I had made for people, you know, at the college, and also the sort of bigger organizational system and the community aspect. So I was traveling, and I was reading the cover of Fortune magazine, and I was reading a Fortune magazine on the plane. I looked at the cover. There was this beautiful blonde woman on a boat, and the title of the article was, you know, about this new emerging field of coaching. I think the year was 2001. And I looked at the cover. I immediately thought, that's what I want to do. I opened it up. I read the article. I hired the coach on the cover of that magazine to coach me. Because I thought, okay, if I'm going to make this my life, let me hire the best. So I hired her, and her name is Cinder Nyamala. She coached me to great success professionally at my new job, and then I subsequently went on to go to Georgetown and myself become a leadership coach. So I say that because, you know, this idea of, you know, where do you see yourself? I just had that moment of recognition and thought, I see myself here, not necessarily on the boat, but in the situation of my dreams, actually, through the profession of coaching.
Absolutely. And there's so many things that you mentioned in describing your journey that just really resonate. So one thing that really popped out at me is this idea that you had this great mentor that really sort of saw in you, I mean, had a vision of you that you didn't quite have of yourself yet. And that's a theme that's recurred throughout the show with other leaders. Warren Bennis referenced having a great mentor as a way of cultivating your own personal brand. And another thing I really loved about your journey is that you sought the assistance of a coach, that you sought the assistance of someone to sort of guide you through that process and to guide you into, making your vision manifest.
Yeah.
Which I think sometimes, I think it's easy, when you're, you know, in your sort of day-to-day life and meetings and just all the things that our clients are involved with, I think it can easily escape us how beneficial it is to have someone guiding us, someone working with us, someone coaching us to really make sure that we're staying, first of all, that we have a vision and that we're aligned with it and that we're moving in the direction towards it.
I think that's a great point, Rochelle, and I would just add that when I look back in hindsight and think about that moment, I want your listeners to know that it wasn't like I had a lot of money to spend on coaching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a real investment. Talk conversation with my husband. I want to do this. It costs this much. If I do it, yeah, here's what I think it will do for me, and here's why I want to do it. And it was a family decision, actually, financially, to make that investment in coaching at that time.
And
And I mention that because sometimes when you want to jumpstart from where you are to where you want to be, you actually do need to make an investment. And that's really an important gift to give yourself and an important way of framing how you're moving forward. You know, are you just going to limp along from where you are trying your best, or are you able to scrape together the resources to find a way to actually invest in yourself?
Absolutely. And it's an investment of a financial investment for sure. It's also a time investment. And I find many times with my clients that, you know, they'll make the financial investment, but it's the time investment that, can escape them. And because life just gets in the way, their careers get in the way. So Kate, really quickly, we're going to go to break in about 30 seconds here, but if you had to sum up in a few words, what do you think really differentiates you from other coaches who are out there, other consultants who are in this field? What's your sort of secret sauce, if you will?
Oh, Cheryl, you branding guru, you. I think my secret sauce is that I'm deeply committed to helping my clients achieve what it is that they most want for themselves, and I'm willing to put everything I have in my background, in my resources, in my toolkit, and in my my own gifts as a person in service to that.
Wonderful. It's time for us to take a quick break, Kate. So this is Rochelle McCreary, and my guest is Kate Ebner. She's the founder of the Nebo Company and a fantastic leadership coach. And you're listening to The Leader in the Muse on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's muse@leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And my guest today is Kate Ebner. She's the founder of the Nebo Company. She's a fantastic leadership coach. And Kate is also the host of Visionary Leader, Extraordinary Life, right here on Voice America Business Channel. So make sure you go listen after you listen to this. So, Kate, we're back. And we were talking about sort of your journey in evolving into brand Kate Ebner. And one thing that you mentioned in your background is that you were working as a senior vice president for a consulting firm, and then at some point you made the leap and started your company, Nebo. So can you talk about what gave you the courage to move from, you know, a paid position as an executive to starting a business?
Yes, I would love to do that. I think it's an important thing to talk about. It's how to get from where you are to where you want to be. And mm-hmm. my story is a great example of summoning up the courage to make a big change. And I guess I can say that after I went through the Georgetown Leadership Coaching Program as a student back in 2002, I finished the program and I kind of went back to my desk, looked at what was on it, and thought, no, I think this is not going to be enough for me. I really do need to become a leadership coach. But at the time, I was the primary earner for my family, and I couldn't afford to just quit and start a business and cross my fingers and hope that it worked. So I asked a number of people whom I respected what the process should be for going forward and building my own coaching business. And I remember that I asked one of the Georgetown faculty members whom I really respected, and he said, "Kate, don't quit your day job." And I was so disappointed for Cheryl. I was thinking, I was hoping he would say, "Quit your day job." But he said, "Don't quit your day job." So I thought about it, and I thought, well, I wonder if I could negotiate with my employer, who I really did respect and enjoy and like working for, some kind of flexibility to build this practice while being at the business. I actually proposed to them that I build the practice at the company. We looked at the business model. They didn't think it was a fit. I wasn't thinking it was a fit either. But they agreed that I could actually work 3 days a week and build my coaching practice outside of the office on the two other days. And they were very generous and actually, allowed my compensation to stay close to the level that it had been full time. I really committed to results versus hours. And in the 2 days that I wasn't there, I subleased a kitchenette of a media company where I sat with my IKEA desk and my business card and my telephone. And I remember that first day of sitting there thinking, oh my God, I'm doing it. Like looking at my card thinking, this is my card. This is my desk. You know, but it was huge. And I began to have clients, largely through referrals. Mm-hmm. But those experiences were very confidence boosting for me. They also gave me people who could refer me, and I, before I knew it, I had a thriving coaching practice. I was often in New York and D.C. on my non-executive days, and I found that two things were happening. My executive job was informing my coaching. My coaching work was informing how I was an executive, and I became better at both. I did this for 4 years before I finally, you know, let go of the safety net of my big job and went forward with the Nebo Company in 2008.
That is wonderful. So that's a great story of sort of these parallel paths, right? So you don't have to go from 0 to 100, that you can incrementally find ways to dip your toe in the entrepreneurial pool. And this is a great example of sort of keeping your day job and starting your own business, balancing those two things, and it creating some synergy where it really, you know, increased your value and increased your game, if you will, in both arenas. So that's a wonderful story.
Well, you know, it really was, and let me tell you that you know, if someone's out there thinking about doing something like this, the courageous part, there were a couple courageous points there. One was finding the courage to ask my employer for what I really wanted instead of what I thought that they wanted from me, and just having the conviction to make a proposal and then to work with them to find a solution. And I give them enormous credit for being open to that, but it wasn't easy. And I will tell you that it was another confidence builder was to successfully negotiate that. And I guess the other moment of courage was, again, making the investment, you know, putting a little bit of my own money into having a sublease and getting a phone line and all those things so that I could actually do this thing. So I was investing in myself without really knowing if it would work. And that, you know, that's a courageous step. I come from a family, not an entrepreneurial family, and I remember for about 6 months I didn't speak with my mother much because she'd always say, "Are you sure you know what you're doing?" And I did not want to hear that.
Right. Yeah. It's like having a newborn baby that you're trying to protect and nurture. Yeah. And, you don't want anyone to ask you questions that make you, you know, might make you doubt yourself through that process.
You need support and encouragement and just set yourself up to be successful and allow yourself to be a little bit scared sometimes.
Absolutely. So Kate, let's talk about vision. Right, it's a big word. It's a word that's used a lot, and I as I was thinking about this episode, it occurred to me that there are really sort of two aspects that I'd like to talk about today. So one is this idea of creating your own vision and making it real, right? And as it relates to personal branding in my process, that's sort of the clarify stage of, you know, who, you know, Where do I want to be and who am I now and then how do I get there, right? So that piece of creating a vision. The other part of it that I get a lot with my clients and that we work on a lot and try to find some techniques and tools is how a leader speaks to vision, how they, which is part of that embody and, you know, how a leader speaks to vision, sells the vision. I hear that a lot. Is a visionary. How do they show up in those kinds of ways? Is part of that embody piece of the brand. So it's sort of those two things. Yeah. But I want to start first with creating a vision and also just what is vision and why is it important are the first two questions I want to start with.
Okay. So what is vision? I like to be as simple as I can because I do so much work with this that I've come to realize that people throw the words around and they mean lots of different things in different places. So the simple way to think about it is if you have a vision, you have a picture in your mind of a desired future. In other words, you can actually see a future destination that you would like to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about the word vision, right? It means to see, right? So the question for you is, can you see the future you really want? And as a leader, do you describe that desirable future to others so that they can see it too and that they want it too and they want to come with you to get there?
Mm-hmm.
We can have a vision for our life, a vision for our marriage, a vision for our company, a vision for our team. Vision is something that can be applied in many different ways. And I think when someone is visionary, you know, it simply means that they're forward-looking and able to articulate what they see in such a way that it's inspiring and motivating to themselves and also to other people.
Absolutely. And why is that important?
Well,
what purpose does it serve?
Why is it important? Well, I often like to quote the work of Kuzes and Posner, who wrote the book The Leadership Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually asked more than 75,000 people around the world, what personal traits or values do you look for and admire in your leader? And people answered from across cultures, from all around the world. And in the top four qualities or characteristics that people universally want to follow are honesty, forward-looking, competent, and inspiring.
Mm.
Right? So we want mm-hmm. people to trust our leader. We want them to be forward-looking. Imagine if you were following someone who wasn't actually going anywhere. So forward-looking is that we want to know, where is this person taking me? What are we going to be doing the same thing in a year that we're doing today? Right? So forward-looking describes vision. Competent means the leader needs to be competent at the core of their job, technically competent, capable of the job they've been assigned to fill. So that's a given. People want that competence to be there. The fourth one, inspiring, people want to be inspired. And when we're talking about the future, we're really talking about possibility.
Right.
What's possible for us? And that's mm-hmm. inspiring.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I in working with clients, particularly when someone has been promoted to a higher level in the organization, many times it requires them to inspire people more, right? They're not, you know, doing the nuts and bolts of the work as much as they are inspiring and motivating others.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea of being able to point towards something that others don't see or point towards the possibility, and just to be really practical here, a couple of things that I suggest for clients is to regularly sort of step back, you know, pull themselves back or spend time, what we'll talk about when we come back from break, is spend time in what is the vision, what is possible, and pulling themselves out of the day-to-day, the meeting, sort of the, you know, nuts and bolts of their lives, and find ways and times to regularly step back so that they can recharge and sort of explore what is possible here. What is a possible solution? What is a possible way to drive results? Whatever it is, what's the vision that we're all working towards?
Yeah, Rochelle, I know we're going to take a break, but just to build quickly on that, when you step back and take stock of where you've been and where you are, then you can frame the message, the visionary message, about for the sake of what do we exist as a team or as an organization? Mm-hmm. Where are we going? The vision. By when shall we get there? You know, what's our end date that we're aiming for, and how, which is always the strategy, right? So that's what a visionary leader articulates to others, and the way that you can get clear on that is by taking a pause.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, though, I would love to talk about your vision lab at the Nebo Company and your visioning process. So I would love for listeners to get a taste of your process and what you do in the vision lab. So it's time for us to take a quick break. This is Rochelle McCreary, and I am your host of The Leader in the Muse. And my guest today is Kate Ebner, founder of the Nebo Company. We will be right back, and we're on Voice America Business Channel. Stay tuned.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back. This is Rochero McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse. And my guest today is Kate Ebner. She is the founder of the Nebo Company. And if you want to learn more about Kate and creating your vision, please go to her website, which is www.nebocompany.com. That's N-E-B-O company. com. And she has a wonderful Create Your Vision exercise there, which we're going to get into a little bit later. And you can sign up for her newsletter, which was just wonderful. So make sure you visit nebocompany.com. Okay, so Kate, we are back, and we were talking about vision and why vision matters before we went to break. So you want to pick it up there?
Sure, absolutely. You know, for those of you listening out there, so often when I speak to audiences about vision, people will kind of raise their hand and say, you know, I'm just not really visionary, or I'm not that comfortable describing myself as a visionary. And I'm always curious about that, and I've learned that sometimes people are shy about articulating vision because they feel that it's supposed to be something grand and spectacular and huge, you know, and I want to invite you all to see yourself as visionary and to see yourself as someone capable of seeing a desirable future and then living your life toward it, in other words, until you get there. When you do this, you make the shift from being reactive to being purposeful. So imagine the difference between just going up to a buffet and saying, okay, what's there? And then I don't know if I really like this, but I'll just take it because it's here. Right? That's the reactive way to live your life. Mm-hmm. But when you have a vision, you know what you want, and you know which choices on a daily basis and a weekly basis will actually help get you there. And you even know when what you're doing is not on track. A vision helps you make the shift from reactive to purposeful and intentional with your life and with your leadership and with your career. And so when you take the time to give yourself the space to create a vision, you're also giving yourself a clear picture of the future that you really care about and that you really want. And that makes all the difference in the way you live in the present moment.
Absolutely, Kate. And it also, when you are moving through life in a purposeful way, it is also a brand builder. Mm-hmm. It is in terms of your leadership, in terms of being an entrepreneur or your business. We tend to follow people or listen to people or engage with people who seem like they know where they're going or have a sense of purpose or are driven by something or have passion and energy around something. And as you said, it could be a grand vision. It could be a so-called everyday vision. This idea of being purposeful and moving through life that way, I'll get even more sort of tactical, in terms of your presence as a leader, which is part of how you embody your brand. So your presence, how you communicate, how you deliver presentations, even moving purposefully then when you're speaking, using juicy language that really speaks to your vision. Those are really practical ways that leaders in their day-to-day work life can, you know, really embody this idea of being a visionary and so-called speak to the vision or sell the vision, which you hear a lot in the corporate world.
I couldn't agree more. That's exactly right.
So let's talk a little bit about this wonderful vision lab that you have at the Nebo Company. Can you tell us about the vision lab and what that's
Absolutely.
All about?
Yeah, for us at Nebo, we're sort of, pioneers, experimenters with vision. We want to understand everything we can about how vision is created, about how we as human beings can create a picture, a vision of a desirable and sustainable future, because we really believe that if we're all going to live more harmoniously and sustainably on the planet, especially over the next several decades and into the future beyond that, we need to be able to pick up our heads, and instead of looking to leaders somewhere or the president or some other person to create the future for us, every single one of us needs to be willing to see the future that you really want and begin to participate and really work toward it. And so where Vision Lab came from was our commitment to helping people learn how to be everyday visionaries, how to be visionaries at work, at home, and for the sake of all of us, so that we can be better stewards together of the resources that we share here on our planet. And this is a critical time
Yes.
in the history of the world, and an important time for us to shift from the passive to the purposeful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we talk a little bit about the process in the Vision Lab that really helps individuals make their vision real.
Okay. So let me begin by saying that our process, the vision process, is a creative process. So often we work in very analytical organizations with people who are, numbers focused and, very driven by logic. And what is often a breath of fresh air for them is the vision process is different than that. In order to create a vision, we need to step out of logic and linear thinking and into creative possibility thinking. And
mm-hmm.
so we do this by inviting people into a creative process. So for those who want sort of the 1, 2, 3, fill in the blank, that's not what this is. the visioning process is, as we've come to really understand it, and there are many ways to do this, but this is the Nebo way, and this is what we do in our vision labs. It has five major steps with some sub-steps. So step one is prepare. Choose a starting point for your vision. Do you want a vision for 2 years from now? Do you want a vision for your career? Do you want a vision for 10 years from now? Is it a vision for your whole life? Do you want a vision for your community 2 years from now? So choose the scope and the timing, the time frame of your vision. And let me say, Rochelle, that I've learned that some people are really long-term thinkers, and they want to think, like, where will I be in 20 years or 30
mm-hmm.
years? But most of us like to create a vision for 5 years, 3 years, or even 1 year from today.
Okay.
So when you choose the future date that you want to create your vision for, you're also going to choose the scope and focus of your vision. That's step one.
Okay. And Kate, in selecting sort of that time frame, I mean, I'm guessing that it should be a time frame that you can maintain, still be excited about or passionate about.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
for me, 20 years out, it's like I'm completely disconnected to.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we're wired differently. Some of us
right.
have very long time frames, internally, and others are very short. Most of us are shorter. So I always say to people, go out as far as feels right. The minute you
okay.
feel like you can't see it, you're too far, back up. Often people choose 2 or 3 years, and I think that's just great.
Okay, great.
So choose your time frame, choose your scope, get ready. Step two surprises people. It's share your story,
mm-hmm.
right? Tell and honor your history.
Mm-hmm.
So even though vision is all about the future, in order to get ready to create a vision, you actually need to give yourself space to reflect upon where you've been and how you got to where you are today. So a good way to do this is with a partner, a friend, or a team. You can actually tell your story, you know, and I invite people to start at the very beginning. You know, I was born in a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania. I'm the second of five children. I grew up, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And actually take the time to tell the story. When you tell your story, you give yourself the luxury of telling your whole story and paying attention to yourself as if you were the hero of your story. Mm. So where were you courageous in your story? Where were you, where did you stretch? Where did you take a risk? Where did you, where were you supported and who supported you? Notice the themes of your life story and notice who supported you and what you came to believe as a result of the story that you've lived. This exercise is very potent and meaningful, mm-hmm. and it also frees you of the past before you start to create your vision for the future. When we try to skip this step or shortchange it, inevitably the past kind of pops up and says, you know, people will often tell me like, oh, wait, Kate, you don't know this thing about me that's really important, and this is why my vision can't happen. And I'm like, darn it, we should have done the story, right? So mm-hmm. the story is what clears the past and helps you reorient yourself with where you are today.
That's wonderful. And I love storytelling because it's such a powerful tool on so many different levels for leaders. And as you're saying, that personal story has within it the nuggets of who you've been, who you are, what you aspire to. I mean, all of your unique qualities, all of that's embedded in our personal stories, which is one of the reasons they're so incredibly powerful.
Absolutely. And the best thing you can do is tell it to somebody else mm-hmm. who can celebrate with you, who can, you know, hand you the tissue if you need mm-hmm. it, and mm-hmm. who can help you really honor the story you've lived, no matter how hard or how, challenging or, you know, even shameful you might find it to be. Just tell that story and honor and celebrate your past. Step three is center in the present time. So the question we use is, what's true now? Okay, mm-hmm. that was your story. But what's true today? Who are mm-hmm. you now? You know, and that could be anything from, you know, I'm the mother of two living in Chevy Chase, Maryland with a leadership coaching business, and I have four pets. You know, it could be anything from that to here's who I've become, here's what I believe, what's true now. I often invite people to think about their current strengths as well mm-hmm. as their current worries, their current opportunities, mm-hmm. and the things that today may threaten what they really want for themselves in the future. And when I do this in organizations, we use the SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And that helps us get real, because before we create possibility, we need to kind of get real with where we are right now.
Right, absolutely. And Kate, we have about 30 seconds, so if you can just tee up step four for us, and then we'll come back and discuss it after the break.
Okay. Well, step four is actually the creating of the vision. And when we get ready for step four, we do a little pre-step, which involves, I ask people to talk about, I ask leaders to talk about, what are you apprehensive about? You know, what are you confident about? What are your fears? What holds you back from living the vision and the big dream that you have? And once we've done that step, that sub-step, we're ready for the visioning step, and we can talk about that after the break.
Okay, great. So we're going to take a very quick break. This is Rochelle McCreary. I'm your host of A Leader in the Muse. Our guest is Kate Ebner, and we are on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool. With hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools, our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
Zoom Leadership. It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal. Zoom Leadership. It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Zoom Leadership. An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show. Listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochero McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochero McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse. And my guest today is Kate Ebner. She is the founder of the Nebo Company. And you can visit her website at www.nebocompany.com. That's N-E-B-O company.com. And make sure you sign up for her newsletter and take the quick and easy Create Your Vision exercise. It's absolutely free. It's on the website. And it helps you create your vision statement right there. So it's a great little tool to use. So Kate, we are back and we were talking about the Vision Lab process that you do over at Nebo. And we, right before the break, we were on step number 4. So would you sort of summarize that step again for us, and then we'll talk about the final step right after that?
Sure. So I was talking about step that had to do with asking yourself what holds you back. Mm-hmm. What are you afraid of? Mm-hmm. You know, what if you really did live into your vision? What if you really did step forward in a big way? What if you really did shift from reactive and potentially dissatisfied to really fulfilled and excited and engaged and intentional? You know, so what's stopping you? We ask that question and we invite people to reflect on it. And it's very clarifying, and we all have something that's kind of got us by the ankle. So we free ourselves to allow that to be the case without any judgment. And we just want to kind of make sure that we understand what the potential saboteur could be. Mm-hmm. Once we've done that, again, it's like, okay, you know, we understand that, and we're not trying to get rid of that. We're just calling it out. Mm-hmm. Just by calling it out, we actually make it less powerful.
Right.
Now we're ready for visioning. And with visioning, create your vision. You want to allow uninterrupted time and use a creative process. And we have many at the Nebo Company that we use. And a couple of examples that I'll give you. You could, for example, take a day off or a half day or a Saturday and go somewhere and, you know, somewhere that you, I often design and tell my clients to design a day where you actually get up, you have a great breakfast, you go somewhere beautiful, somewhere peaceful that you really like to be. And then, you know, you bring with you some creative things to work with. You could, for example, create a collage. You might bring colored markers or mm-hmm. pens. You definitely don't want to do this on the computer. You want to do it with your hands and write, either write the answers to questions or begin to just sort of create through drawing or collage or some other medium the answer to the question, where do I want to be in, let's just say, 2015, you know, or who do I want to be as a leader, whatever your central visioning question is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you now know, let's just pretend that your vision question is, who do I want to be, where do I want to be in my career in 2015, for example, and what would I like my leadership to look like at that time? So you basically ask yourself questions. You begin with the present tense. It's 2015. I'm successful. Always assume success in your vision.
Mm-hmm.
I have everything I want. I've been very successful at building this company, working on this issue, meeting this challenge, whatever it is. Everything has gone well for me. What does it actually look like? What are the details? And I tell people, be very, very specific. Put the details in. Say, I'm sitting in a boardroom full of happy board members who are so impressed with our company's recent growth. I'm wearing a pinstripe suit, and I'm fit and energetic, and we have great successes to our name. You know, so get as detailed as you can. This is very
That's
important.
Great.
And once you've just sit for a minute and really picture it, get it in your mind's eye, and then pause and write it down in detail or draw it, however you like to do it. When I do this by myself, I do this process of ask myself a question. I write the question down. I really reflect. And then I open my eyes and I answer the question on the page. And then I just let the questions keep going until I really can see, let's just say 2015 and all the detail that I want. And you don't analyze what you're doing. Don't criticize what you're doing. Let your mind go where it wants to go. Let yourself just freely answer the questions. Be open to surprises. Sometimes you see something that you weren't quite expecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this process is kind of what I'm describing as a solo visioning process. If you're doing this with a friend, one of you can ask the questions and the other can simply sit quietly and imagine and then write and create. And when we do it that way, we don't discuss. We just, one person asks the question and just says, okay, imagine that it's 2015. Your career has taken off. Your company is successful. You've been in great success. What's happening? When you write in the present tense. I am sitting, I am doing, we now have. The present tense is the tense from which you have the most energy and power, so definitely you want to do that in your reflection. I would say that the vision doesn't have to be 10 pages or, you know, a ginormous collage or something.
Mm-hmm,
it can be, you know, just a page, or it can
right.
be a few pages of writing and reflection. Once you've got it, it's powerful and it's important. So the next step for Cheryl is to...
Kate, before you move to the next step, there's one thing that really jumps out at me as you're describing this process of sort of pulling yourself out of your day-to-day life, creating a retreat for yourself, and actually allowing yourself to have a sense of your future self, of that future success that you want. And it occurs to me that many of my clients, I think, would just balk at this idea as we're discussing it. But what's really interesting is... most athletes, Olympic athletes, high-performing athletes, astronauts, use a very similar process in their training. They vision the outcome they want before they actually get there. That's a huge part of sports training.
Remember,
and that's something that sort of seems to be acceptable. Certainly to my clients, they're aware of this kind of training, and yet somehow they forget. As we all do, that we can apply that process to ourselves and to our own vision as a leader, as a human being, for our personal lives or whatever it is, that we can use that exact same process that we know, world-class athletes use.
Yeah.
So it's just very interesting that you're describing the same thing, and yet I can hear some of my clients saying, I can't take a half a day off and do blah, blah, blah.
Take an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me just agree with what you've said and tell you, I mean, we do this work all the time with some of the most successful and assertive and aggressive business people you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a right brain activity
mm-hmm.
that yields enormous dividends for the left brain. In other words, it's a creative activity that once you've done it, if you really let yourself do it, you will then be able to see how to create a plan to get from where you are today to this desired place. You'll find it incredibly practical and not a bit silly or odd. So you just have to kind of trust this process. This is the part where you have to let yourself be creative and move out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Absolutely. And Kate, we have about 30 seconds left. I can't believe the time has just evaporated. What can you leave with listeners, one powerful piece of advice around how vision informs your brand or builds your brand or impacts your brand?
When you can see where you want to go, you can make a plan for getting there, and you can speak and act and walk and talk as someone who has a purpose and who has a path. And that gives a level of confidence and clarity to the message and to the way that you convey yourself. And I think it creates a lot of trust and a lot of enrollment from the people around you. Having a vision of the future you want to create, it gives a sense of calm and direction that's mm-hmm. quite inspiring to others. And so I think your brand isn't necessarily the vision itself. It's you, the confident leader who knows where he or she's going.
Absolutely. It's your ability to embody that vision.
That's exactly right.
And point towards that vision. That's how you motivate and inspire others to take action. Kate, it has been so wonderful talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want to learn more about Kate Ebner and the Nebo Company, please go to her website. It's www.nebocompany.com. And make sure you sign up for her newsletter and take the quick and easy Create Your Vision exercise. Also, listen to Kate's show, Visionary Leader, Extraordinary Life, on Voice America Business Channel. When is that on, Kate?
That's on Mondays at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 a.m. West Pacific Time.
Great. Thank you so much, Kate, for dancing with me today and talking about vision. This is Rochelle McCreary. I'm your host of A Leader in the Muse, and we'll be back again next Friday at noon Pacific.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Rochelle McCreary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.